At the end of the legislative session last year, Governor Cuomo was annoyed that lawmakers had rejected his ethics reform package, even after several had been indicted, jailed, or found to be wearing wires in an ongoing FBI probe. Cuomo announced the formation of a commission under powers granted under the state's Moreland Act and instructed them to probe numerous allegations of corruption in the Senate and the Assembly.
Your mission is to put a system in place that says, A, we're going to punish the wrongdoers, and to the extent people have violated the public trust, they will be punished.
The panel, made up mainly of district attorneys from all over the state, held several hearings, including an intense grilling of State Board of Elections officials for failure to enforce the state's already weak campaign finance rules. At the hearing in October, Commission co-chair and Nassau County DA Kathleen Rice said New York's campaign finance system is deeply broken, and she offered a hint of the panel's ongoing probes.
While 90% of what we've accomplished, we cannot yet share with the public. These hearings give the public an important window into what we're looking at.
But nearly a year later, no one's been punished, and the commission has been defunded and dismantled. The inquiries mentioned by Rice are presumably in limbo. Governor Cuomo agreed to end the Moreland Commission after state lawmakers in the budget adopted stiffer penalties for bribery and corruption and some greater disclosures of campaign donations. The governor had also sought a voluntary public campaign financing system for all statewide races, but the deal limits the program to only the state controller's race. Government watchdog groups have widely condemned the deal, saying Cuomo gave away a powerful tool to combat corruption for too little in exchange. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
The Moreland Commission is the governor's creature. He controls it. He funded it. And he's the one sticking the knife in it as part of this deal. We think that's a big mistake. The work is not done. They're, as we understand it, involved in the ongoing investigations. And we think the public deserves to get their money's worth because, after all, it was the public's money that paid for the Moreland Commission in the first place.
Cuomo, speaking at a budget signing ceremony, disagrees. He says the Moreland Commission achieved what he intended.
Said consistently, if we pass that law, that we would end Moreland, and we have. And I told the Moreland Commission that from day one.
And the governor says a more expansive public campaign finance system did not happen because the votes weren't there. State legislators were suspicious of the Moreland Commission all along and were eager to get rid of it. They believed Cuomo controlled it and would focus only on alleged corruption by the legislature and turn a blind eye to any allegations of wrongdoing in the executive branch. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver voiced his concern shortly before budget talks began.
It's important to root out corruption, but the commission, we believe, has exceeded its mandate and has been engaged in a fishing expedition to intimidate legislators.
The commissioners, all appointed by Cuomo, gracefully stepped down from their posts without complaint. D.A. Rice has already left to run for Congress. There's no word on whether any ongoing investigations will be referred to local district attorneys or even if anything illegal was discovered. The commission did issue one report, though, back in December. It said it had found a dysfunctional political and electoral system in New York and that the best way to change that would be to enact public campaign financing without delay. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.